This is about local football, and it's kind of been stunned and excited by Glentoran's signing of Rangers legend Nacho Novo this week. It comes on the back of Northern Ireland's international Sammy Clingan, Roy Carroll and Paddy McCourt also agreeing deals with Irish League clubs. If it sounds like I've never said those words before, it is unfortunately because I have never. Former Forest and Norwich midfielder Clingan has joined Linfield along with ex-West Ham and Man United goalkeeper Carroll. Ex-Celtic star McCourt has signed for Glenavon. Could you even imagine giving Stephen a cue like this? He would kick you out of the building. And the three of them have more than 100 caps between them. But the whole point of talking about this morning is these big name signings, will it breathe life into the local game? So, Paul, you're from the Sunday Life, and Mark, you're from the Sun. What do you think? We'll start with you first, Mark. Is this going to be a game changer, so to speak?
I think it's absolutely brilliant. And you used the word exciting, and that's actually what it is. Lots of fans from lots of different clubs have just been excited by this. These players will bring massive, massive quality to the league. And there is an onus on clubs, of course, to develop young players, and people might slag this off because, okay, maybe they're coming towards the end of their career, some of them, but it's only going to improve players. And there's a misconception here that every Northern Ireland fan supports an Irish League club. That's just not the way of it. So if it's going to get some Northern Ireland fans out to watch the Irish League as well, I think it's absolutely brilliant.
Paul, is this all about money when it comes to the likes of the Premiership, you know, the English clubs, etc.? There's more money there to buy more experienced players, players with more skills, and therefore it attracts more fans? Or is there something else that makes the Irish League sometimes seem less appealing?
I think the Irish League has always had a very, very good product. It's how it's marketed. I know that since Andrew Johnson came in as the head of NIFL, you know, he has worked wonders. They spent a lot of money profiling the league. I don't think they need to do that this year. I think these boys who have come in are an attractive proposition for the fans. May I just say, it's a reward for the fans. These fans who have gone through thick and thin with their clubs, they're now getting exciting players in. And it's a reward for them, for those who maybe didn't go across the water, who didn't decide to go to the starry lights of Manchester and London and Glasgow to follow these clubs. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think this is just reward for those fans, those Irish League fans, who are now going to get to see the quality of Sammy Clingan. Sammy Clingan, an outstanding player who came through the ranks at Northern Ireland, captained Northern Ireland at every time, at every age group, you know, played against the likes of Spain, played against Sweden, Denmark. He's now going to be playing for Linfield. You've got Roy Carroll, who played for Manchester United, Wigan, Rangers, West Ham, Olympiacos in the Champions League. Then you have Novo at Glentoran. You know, three league titles at Rangers, superb talent. Paddy McCourt lit up Celtic Park on numerous occasions, and of course we'll have scored that never to be forgotten goal against the Faroe Islands at Windsor Park when he went round about six Faroe Islands players and then just stroked the ball into the back of the net. This is reward for those fans.
Mark, Nacho Novo, 37, he says he's still super fit. Is 37 not getting on a little bit for a footballer?
Maybe if he wants to play at the very highest level, it is. No, in the Irish League, there's certainly players who have played older than that as well. He's just going to light this place up. As Paul said, you know, they all bring massive, massive quality to the league. And it's like I said earlier, it's just going to be fun. There's so many fans talking about it. There's fans from other clubs talking about it. And even experienced old journalists are excited getting photographs taken with these guys. It's created such a buzz. And the very fact that we've got you talking about it, Vinny, should tell us that
as
well.
It's not like they made me talk about it at all. Paul, can we link this to the likes of David Beckham, Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard, these footballers that were very well known here or in the UK, going to America and then kind of raising the profile of the game over there?
I think there is a comparison on a certain level. You know, if you're watching, you know, the Irish League and you compare it to the Championship or Premier League in England, you know, that is just ridiculous. You know, there's such. But I tell you now, when Sky Sports were covering the Irish League and were showing their games, their figures were incredible, and that is because people understood that they were watching football at a certain level and just enjoyed it for what it is. And these players are now coming across. And, okay, as Mark said, they're coming to the end of their careers, but they are going to produce solid performances. They're going to produce dazzling displays at times, and it really is excellent for the Irish League.
Do you think, Mark, will this mean more bums in seats? Will more people want to go and see the games now?
There's absolutely no doubt about that. I know certainly even some of my mates who wouldn't even entertain Irish League football now want to go and see it. And let's be honest, that's probably a massive part of signing some of these players for the clubs. Because, as Paul said, you know, it's maybe the way that games marketed here is the problem sometimes. It's getting better at that. And if you can bring in a marquee signing, it's only going to be good. And people might say it'll take away from young players being brought through. You ask any young player in our league if they're excited about the likes of Nacho Novo and Paddy McCourt in our league, and they'll tell you they love it.
I love his name, never mind his football skills. Can I ask this? We're still in the middle of sort of summer transfer madness. Are there more on the way, Paul?
I would say that every manager will be working right up until that deadline at the end of August. You know, this is an exciting league. The fans want exciting players. And while the likes of Stephen Baxter, maybe at Crusaders, did his business early, I'm sure you've heard of that expression where the likes of Sir Alex used to like to do his business early before he went on his holidays to Malta. You know, there's the like of David Jeffrey at Ballymena who may bring in, you know, another player or another two. Glenn Torn will obviously see if they can bring in. Linfield, remember, have only signed really Roy and Sammy. Glenn Avon, maybe are looking. You know,
okay.
This is just an exciting league. We had, it's dramatic. If we look at last year's stats, we only had 6 no score draws. That's what these players are coming to.
Okay.
An exciting league.
Paul Ferguson, thank you very much. And Mark McIntosh, thank you as well. You're educating me on the likes of football, and hopefully we'll do some more on that when Stephen comes back.